Today, President Trump is asking federal agencies to draw up budget plans that would increase military spending and decrease domestic spending. It's not yet clear what will be on the chopping block, but one agency that has been mentioned is the National Endowment for the Arts, which was established by Congress in 1965. Joining us now via Skype is Dana Gioia, who was the chairman of the NEA under President George W. Bush from 2003 to 2009. He's now the Poet Laureate of California. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
And let's start with the basic question. What is the NEA and what does it do?
The National Endowment for the Arts over the last half century has been the largest annual funder of the arts and arts education in the United States. In most years, the NEA gives about 2,000 grants. They go to every state, every congressional district in the United States.
And what kind of budget does it have?
Right now, it has $148 million, which has actually declined over the last 8 years. But the budget is actually misleading. The reason is that what the NEA does, and this is what the thing that most people don't understand, is it is the national catalyst for local arts and arts education. Every dollar that the NEA gives requires a match. So, you know, when it goes to the states, it goes to localities. And in the course of moving from Washington, this money actually multiplies by about seven times. So it represents about $1.2 billion of new funding. All of this money basically is invested in local economies, in local schools, museums, arts organizations. And it provides those organizations with a, as it were, a requirement to develop local support for the local programming. So it's a very powerful organization in that sense. If I can give you an example, when I became the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, two states, Colorado and California, decided to cut their state arts budgets as a money-saving move. After some uncomfortable negotiation, I communicated to the states that if they discontinued their arts agency, by legal requirement, I could not give them funds. That compelled them to keep these organizations in operation, even though it was at a very minimal level, and it kept those services intact. So consequently, the California, which eliminated or tried to eliminate this agency, is now giving $25 million a year to the arts. It only stayed in existence because of the funds coming from the NEA.
So when you hear people talking about cutting funding for the NEA or even getting rid of the NEA altogether, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a misconception, and it's an unfortunate situation. Supporting the arts and arts education is not a partisan position. If you ask most people whether they want, you know, arts in their communities, arts in their schools, there is an overwhelmingly positive response. People have been misled to thinking that somehow there is a remote federal arts agency that is funding a few elite arts organizations. What the NEA really does is fund art programs that are actually, for the most part, created in your community by people in your community to serve your community.
Do you think that it's going to lose its funding?
I don't think so. You know, and the reason is I think most people understand the quality of the programs that are being offered. The Big Read to support, you know, literacy and reading, Shakespeare in American Community, which, you know, brings up many local theater companies to produce productions of Shakespeare's so that high school kids could actually see the plays that they're studying in school. Operation Homecoming provides workshops for the vets, you know, returning from military service and their families so they can write about their wartime experience. These are not programs that are remote from people's lives. People see immediately the value of these programs, both on a national level and a local level. So I think that what's going to happen is that we'll have to go through the same political debate, the same political arguments we did in the previous century. And ultimately, it will come down to the fact that supporting the arts and arts education is a bipartisan belief, that it's pretty much a kind of misconception that's driving the criticism. I mean, basically, the criticisms of the NEA fall into two categories. One is that the arts is just simply the government should not support. I don't think people believe that. I think, people see a role for culture in their communities. And the second is a sense that somehow the NEA goes against American values, that it's promoting grants that are found offensive, by people. This is really not true. The programs that the NEA supports really have almost universal public support.
What was it like to run the NEA under George W. Bush? Because it is Republicans today that want to cut the funding for it.
Running the NEA under President Bush, we were able to raise the budget every year of his presidency. Mm-hmm. We were able to build a bipartisan majority in both houses of Congress. And, we really took the agency into a period where it was, well-valued and well-understood. I think one of the problems is that, we were very active in those years in terms of creating a public conversation, with America about what we were doing, why we were doing it, and the value. And people responded. I think what's happened in some ways is that the public conversation has, first of all, diminished and secondly, been monopolized by, critics. I suspect that in Congress, even there, a majority of Republicans see the value of the NEA.
Now, I've heard that you are tired of having to talk about this issue.
Well, I'm a poet. I'm a writer. I've gave a number of years of, my life to public service. I was glad to be in Washington. I was glad to do good work, but I'd like to write poems now. But unfortunately, I've been drafted back into this, and I think it is important. The reason I didn't really want to be NEA chairman, the reason I did it is that I saw, as a poet going around the United States, giving readings, giving lectures, everywhere I went, people in the audience would ask me about what they should do because they saw the arts programs being cut out of their children's schools. They saw the arts programs disappearing from their community. And this struck them quite rightly as a sort of impoverishment of their community identity, and that we needed some intelligent national leadership to rebuild the consensus about the importance of arts and arts education. Unfortunately, we need to have that conversation again.
Again and again, and we'll see where it leads this time. Dana Gioia, who was chair of the National Endowment for the Arts from 2003 to 2009 and is now a poet and the Poet Laureate of California, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you for covering this important topic.